All right, gang, it's time for Puck Off. Joe Bartnick's here. I'm Fraser Smith. What's going on, man?
Oh, I am so happy, Fraser. I'm so happy.
Look at those pens are starting to play.
We're three games in a row. Is Sid cares again? I'm actually thinking, my wife just said last night, yeah, happy with Sid now? Like, yeah, I am. You know, I mean, yeah. I hate the fact he had to, put Johnson's head on the. Had to get Mike Johnson fired to be happy, but I'll take it. He's playing like one of the 10 best players in the world again.
He has scored in the last 7 home games.
Yeah, he's given their money's worth
goals now, and he is playing like the Sid of old.
Sid of old. I mean, the Hagelin trade. I mean, just to get rid of Perron was worth it. And then Hagelin's coming in. He's just assisting everybody. He's assisting. He's turning Phil Kessel into Mike Bossy.
Yeah. Kessel's starting to score.
Yeah. Kessel's scoring. Gino got the mad hat trick the other. I woke, it was like a 9:30 a.m. game. I was still on my high of beating Philadelphia, which, of course.
I know you love that.
Oh, there's nothing sweeter. I was on that high. And I woke up like. Woke up, it was on TiVo 9:30. I got downstairs like 9:45. It's like we're down 2-0. I'm like to Vancouver. I'm like, really? I can't even enjoy what happens. Gino gets the hat trick. Everyone's happy.
Yeah.
Now they beat Jersey at Jersey's own game last night. The young kids, Rust is playing with speed. Trevor Daly, you know how much I love Trevor Daly. I mean, Joel Quenneville forgot more about hockey than I'll ever learn in 10 lifetimes. But somehow him and Daly didn't click, so I'll take Trevor Daly.
Yeah.
He's making us look amazing.
Yeah.
We added speed. Brian Rust, this second-year guy's playing good. They're clicking.
How about Hagelin? You think that's a good addition, huh?
I think it's a tremendous addition. Now we have it takes a lot of the load off of Gino to set up Kessel. Kessel scores two ways. It's either really easy, and they're always really easy for him. Either he's wide open and he gets the puck, or he gets the puck and skates down the ice. Like, he's never going to work hard enough.
That's not his style.
Exactly. So now it takes a little load off Gino. Now Gino can worry about himself, and then it's by the hat trick. And the Flower is just playing amazing.
Man, you got to be happy. You guys are looking good.
I'm totally happy. I mean, I really can't be any more happy with the. I mean, it's the All-Star break and we're in.
Yeah,
with the dreaded games at hand. So you got to win them.
Yeah, you do. You know what though? Some teams don't like the All-Star break coming up right now.
No, well, we really don't need it right now. We could keep. It was the biggest. Here's how good it was this weekend. It snowed, so we didn't have to play Zakhoff against the Capitals. Or against Vancouver. Either way, Zakhoff would have lost. Right. You know, either they lost. Either playing against Vancouver would have lost, or he played Florian would have lost like 5-4 against the Capitals or something. So this perfect.
Well, you know what? Some teams are starting to come on now, so they don't like the All-Star break.
Yeah,
because it breaks the momentum.
Exactly.
And I was reading a thing where the Ducks aren't real happy with it because they're just starting to play.
Yeah, I mean Perron's. Scoring for them, which is good. You know, he's a good guy. He's a family. No one wants to see him out of the league. But, God, he couldn't do anything for
us. Wasn't working for you guys.
Wasn't working for us.
But sometimes a change of scenery works. And, you know, the Ducks got off to that terrible start that no one predicted. But now they're starting to play well. So they don't want the All-Star break.
No, they're right there. They're right there. Because, I mean, unless Arizona really wants to throw away their future, which I think they'd be stupid to, I can't see them keeping it up for another 40 games with the Ducks.
Well, I think that's true. Ducks are coming on. And Zona has had an amazing first half. I think it surprised everyone.
Right.
And they're the surprise team. Can they keep it going?
Well, if one thing I really think that helps them, or is I'm happy for. Hey, I love Duclair. I love Domi, Oliver Ekman Larson. I mean, they're fun. I wish them all the best. But one thing I think is good for them is that they now. I think I always want to call him Dominique, but Domingo. Dana, please help us. they think they have their goaltender now. Because I was always – Mike Smith is always – when he's healthy, he's great. When he's not healthy, he's usually not healthy.
Yeah.
So now I think they got their goaltender of the future. And I think – I mean, what's good for Anaheim is Kessler is scoring.
Kessler,
Perry is scoring.
Yeah, Perry's playing great.
You know, like the guns. I mean, Getzlaff's still not Getzlaff yet, but now they got Simon Dupree back. You got Gibby's playing good. Now Gibby's kind of the answer, and Hans Christian Andersen can just come in and win, and not be like, I'm going to win, and we're going to. And now there's a controversy. I think that's kind of solved.
You think they've settled with Gibby as their first line goalie?
You know, only Barbecue Bruce could. Not settle on a guy that's in the All-Star game, right?
Yeah.
I mean, how do you not settle on it? Yeah. I mean, how do you not, so I think that's, I just see them playing, a lot.
They're playing like people thought they were going to play all along.
Their defense is come together. The young guys are playing a little better.
Well, and Perron helped a little, gave him a little
shot in the arm. Their meat and potato guys are playing, you know, like Raquel. He's not only scoring, he's getting in the mix. They're just playing better. They're just playing. I mean, they couldn't play any worse for the amount of time.
No, that's right. And so it's kind of good to see him coming on like that, playing up to their potential. Now, they did have a bit of a bump with their center, Horkoff, suspended.
Yeah, 20 games performance enhancing drugs. They didn't have to test Getzlaff this year for that, huh?
No. I guess not.
Yeah. Or performance enhancing. I mean,
they actually issued him some performance enhancing.
Yeah, who would have thought that team was going to ever,
You can take him.
Yeah. I mean, we love Getz, but Jesus.
No, he's great. I don't know what has happened so far this year, but I still expect him to come on.
Yeah, I think it's back to the California, cuz I'll tell you that, you know, the team, cuz the team I love to the team I love to enjoy watch, because I love Randy Hahn, and I know a lot of Sharks fans, and it's the Keep It in California. The Sharks are playing good again.
Logan Couture
is back, absolutely. Winning ways. Jumbo Joe, and then you got little Joe Pavelski, the big Pavelski. I mean, Pavelski is a winner. He's a winner, that guy. But your guy, Miss Thomas Hurdle's playing with a vengeance again.
Love Hurdle, man.
Hurdle cheap shotted Dustin Brown the other night right in the face. Did you see that?
Yeah, I see it.
The ultimate, like, Claude Giroux kind of, you know, like the, oh, I didn't mean to hit you right in the face on the face off kind of thing. And old Dusty was pissed. It was classic old school hockey. But they got this other kid, Don School. He made a Hurdle move. He did a Geno, like coming down the slot. It was between the legs, around the body, assist to, I think, Nieto. They're playing with some fire. They're playing with some fire up there. Talbot's playing well in the net.
Thornton.
Or not Talbot, our old guy. The Kings old guy is playing well in net. They're right there. I don't see them going away unless they finally trade Thornton and Marlowe. But, you know, Marlowe hasn't been as much a part of it as Thornton, so maybe Marlowe is going to go.
Now, is Marlowe sitting out? Who?
No, Marlowe's playing. He's just not hitting the score sheet.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I wondered.
Yeah, you know, there's no way any ink on him.
Man, you know, that's something you'd think he'd want to pick up right now if he's looking for that trade.
Yeah. You know, well, he might, or the other. It's funny. Some guys are playing like they want to. You know, I mean, Thornton's playing like he wants to be traded to a contender, and Marlowe's playing like he wants to get traded to, I guess who's thinking of Calgary,
If you want that good trade, you better step up your production.
Yeah.
And Thornton's he's getting a lot. He
always Mr. Assist. He's up for an award this week. But you know who else is playing well? It's the Pacific's getting a little tighter because Vancouver's not going away.
No,
Sedins are playing a little better, and they got the speed going. Hansen got the hat trick in the losing cause against the Penguins. He was my All-Star pick, but Hansen can fly. He's like Grabner with hands. Like, he can just fly. He's faster than Hagelin. He blew around Olimata. And Letang couldn't catch up to him.
You think he's faster than Hagelin, really?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, it's a fast. Grabner's the only guy I've seen that was like fast.
Fastest in the league?
I think he's as fast as Grabner. Hansen might be the fastest in the league. Well, he blew by Mata. Mata's not slow. And Letang catches up to everybody, and Letang couldn't catch him.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, you know, really, Letang catches up to everybody.
He can skate, yeah.
He can skate, and, you know, Horvat's looking good. Horvat kind of had a little sophomore slump for a while this year. He's in the mix. Vertanen's back with them, playing pretty good. It's just, you know, it's really a matter of time before Miller collapses, I guess. It's really, and it's cool because, you know, it's you want to see, you know, just want to see. I like, for Ian Bagg's sake, you want to see Vancouver. Not be bad. The team I don't care about is Calgary. Because, you know, it's all coming to roost, you know, because Hoodler's having a terrible year. Yeah, so one-line team, you know, we love there. Johnny Hockey. And, you know, Monahan's a beast. He's like 22 years old as a man. But two guys don't carry a team.
No. And, you know, after that season they had last year, everybody had high hopes.
Yeah.
You know, I picked them. I didn't see them.
One line team. You know, they caught lightning in a bottle, and they always, you know, we are family. The ghost of Willie Stargell up there.
Yeah.
And then what happens? You bring in Dougie Hamilton and stir the pot. And
I guess
boom.
You were right about that.
You know,
well, I thought it was a good move. But.
Well, I will back my bluster with a stat or their last in special teams. 30th in penalty kill and 30th in power play.
Mm.
You don't win that way.
No.
You know?
No.
Like, Washington's number one in both.
you know,
that's why they're, you know, that's
that
why
says it all.
Yeah.
Now, the other team that I think disappointed that we like and had a great year last year is Winnipeg. And, you know, they play in spurts. They had a good game last night, and Eller had the hat trick. And, you know, Buff got two goals.
Oh, did you see Buff from center ice?
Yeah, awesome, man. You know, but they've had a rough year.
Yeah, you know, I think that the lad thing hanging over the locker room hurt him. You know, I mean, because Wheeler, I'll tell you what, Wheeler is Wheeler still played tremendous hockey. The defense, you know, Pavlik's let him down a little bit. Hutchinson did. I mean. Terrible this year. Hutchinson played terrible this year. So now they're another team with the young goalie hoping to save the, you know, maybe saving the day. But I think the lad thing took. I think they should have moved him. I think when your captain is,
well, that does hang over your head
when your captain is disheveled, because now they're saying F lad, we're keeping Buff. Which is what they should have done in the first place, you know, last summer. They should have said.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't replace Bufflin's a freak of nature.
You don't let that guy go, I don't think.
Oh, my God, no.
Everyone
I mean,
wants
only
him.
Chicago can, but Chicago has Keith and Seabrook and, you know, everybody else. So.
Chicago seemingly can trade anyone and still be good.
Right, which is why Stan Bowman got a contract extension this year.
Well, they've proven
this
it.
This week, as a matter of fact.
You know, he's done an amazing job.
Yeah, no, but I think that's hanging over. I think that lad thing, but, you know, you love Big Buff. I mean, and just scoring from center ice is just hilarious. Yeah. the thing with Buff is he's so huge, he intimidates people. When he wants to clear the crease, he clears the crease.
Yeah.
But he doesn't have to play that, you know, doesn't have to play that prickly way. And they have a lot of guys to fight up there anyway. But he's the ultimate enforcer. No one wants a piece of Buff.
No, and he can score. And
yeah,
he's got
he plays
skills.
Offense. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So they're, you know, Hollenbeck, maybe he can. But they're back a little bit now. But luckily, Minnesota's fading a little bit. You know, I know they stormed the Kings. Kemper won that.
Yeah, they look good in that game.
Yeah,
yeah.
I think they're still kind of hooker by crook kind of. I think they got some skilled guys that score. You know, even Vanek scores when needed. But, you know, Parisi always has a big goal.
To me, one of the best in the league.
Absolutely. And Mr. Clutch, I think that's the thing. I think they got some clutch guys, and they seem to score kind of when they need to.
Yeah.
I don't think they're I don't think they're as good a team. Does that make any sense?
No, I know what
you're
saying.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah, they win a 3-2 game because they scored on a couple chances that they actually had.
Well, that's important to do.
Oh, I believe me.
Now, what teams do you see that haven't done well the first half that it look like they're going to come on? I think we could say that about the Ducks. The Pens seem to be playing a lot better.
Yeah.
Who else do you see playing better now? Nashville?
I don't. I think Nashville is. I think Nashville might be the odd. I think Nashville might be the odd man out in that league. I think Rene has not played. I don't think Rene's played up to snuff. Now, actually, James Neal's picked it up a little bit lately.
Neal won the game for him last night.
But I don't think that. I think they're still missing a bunch of scoring. I mean, Johansson, yeah, he's great, but then he gave up Seth Jones. Yeah. I don't know. I'm not sold on Nashville. I think they're in a tight spot because you know who's actually playing better is the Colorado Avalanche.
Well, the goalie's playing well.
In Soderberg, the former Bruin, the third line, which I remember like a couple months ago on this various network station said the problem with Colorado is they only got a line and a half. That third line's awful. Now Soderberg looks like, you know, Clark Gillies.
Yeah.
No, I'm serious. Yeah. Like he's doing everything. And Ginla's still there. You got McKinnon. Their defense is playing well. And here's fun fact stat number two I'll throw at you.
Wow, he's got the stats today.
They lead. Now this is as of like a couple days ago. They lead the NHL in block shots.
Colorado? Yeah.
Yes, so that's really helping Varlamov, who
sure.
I should have dumped on my fantasy team when he put me in last place beginning of the year when his goals again. He's got a sunburn.
But he's playing better now.
He's playing incredible now. He won like five in a row.
Yeah, he's playing
they
good.
They just lost, I think, last night because they had Pickard, who's usually a pretty good guy, got shelled last night. They got shelled last night.
But Varlamov's playing better.
Yeah, Varlamov is playing a lot better. And you know what? It's easy to play goalie when your team's leading the league in block shots.
Well,
I'm
not
taking nothing away from Lundqvist. But, you know, every Ranger was on the ground blocking shots for him. So Varlamov's, you know, enjoying that now.
Yeah.
They're scoring. And, their GM is kind of a riverboat gambler. I could see him making a move. Nashville kind of made their move.
Yep.
You know?
Yep. So you don't see Nashville moving up necessarily.
I don't have the.
How about Carolina, in the East?
Carolina just absolutely. Chicago was already
on
the
All-Star
break last night. Yeah. And they looked good against us. You know, I mean, God, heaven forbid they keep it up. It hurts me. For train of thought purposes. Can I just stick to the Central right now?
Oh, I'm sorry.
No.
I was kind of jumping around to see teams that maybe look like they could come on the second half.
I know, and I'm sorry you got one behind the D on me.
I know.
I took a penalty there, delay a game. because that Central is, I mean, it's a dog. It's just a dogfight because now Dallas, you know, the great Lindy Ruff, kicked over a catering table last week and said, we're not playing hard enough to beat anybody. And, Lindy usually doesn't say much. Usually he's a positive guy.
Well, when they got off to such an amazing start.
Right.
And then things got a little shaky, and they're still a real good team.
Absolutely.
But, it's hard to. It's hard to keep up with that great start.
No, they Ben and Sagan slowed down a little bit, but you know Spez is still playing hard. They're all still there, and some of these guys are young, so maybe the season's wearing on a little. I mean Klingberg, you know he's not used to playing 20 minutes a game for 80 games, and so you know they're coming around. But you know they're not dropping. I'm just thinking of where Nashville has to be. You know, I'm looking at like where Nashville has to be. A team I dump on a lot, with good reason, because I hate Captain Kangaroo. St. Louis, even Elliott is playing good in goal now. St. Louis, and they knock Backes. All the old blood that never did a damn thing in the playoffs, Backes and Steen and Schwartz, they're all getting pushed to the side and playing like in the second, like third line minutes. And their young kids like Rete, Fabry are scoring their big goals.
Well, they've always been a great regular season team.
Right, but you're letting these young kids are playing more now. Fabry, he's got hands. You know, Rete, where the hell did this guy come from? Rete's playing great. And, of course, they did what I said they should begin of the year. get now. I guess Bax is on the trading block, but I'm like, get rid of that old blood. Let Tarasenko be the leader of that team. Tarasenko might be the best player in hockey.
He's a phenomenal player.
Yeah.
Yeah, he really is. And they are a great-looking team, but they always are in the regular season. That was the thing I was reading on the breakdown of USA right. Today was they had the breakdown of the first half of the season. They were basically saying, you know, having a great regular season isn't enough in St. Louis anymore.
But, you know, but Parayko's a great rookie, so maybe you can move, you know, old Bo Meester or you know, they love Pietrangelo. Or Pietrangelo, however you pronounce it. But, you know, they can probably get rid of Bo Meester and maybe get a little bit more help, you know, maybe get one more guy, maybe one more forward. I don't know. I still want to break up that triple-headed monster of mediocrity that is so overrated on the defense. But they're having a great year. The fact that Elliott's coming in and playing well, you know, for Allen, who's been hurt, is good. And then Chicago. What's insane about Chicago is, like, their third-line center, this rookie Danault, is, you know, he'd be a number two center on any other team.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
Danault is just – where does Stan Bowman find these guys?
It's unbelievable. With the caliber of people that left.
Yeah.
That they were able to fill those.
They just dumped Garbutt to Anaheim. For CCAC. You know, and I thought Garbutt would fit in Chicago because they really don't have much grit. That's the one thing they might be lacking. But then again, you know, when people go after him, they withstand the beatings.
And just score.
So,
yeah, Versteeg got him last night with a goal.
Yeah. You know. Versteeg must wake up every day sticking needles in in Scotty and Bowman's a voodoo doll. Because he's been let go by Chicago like three times. He always comes back and they're like,
he played well for him in the playoffs last year.
He won two cups with him.
Yeah.
But yeah, but I love Danault. Danault's just tough. I mean, for a second, like, he's like, I mean, between Panarin, Danault, Teräväinen, like, these guys are all like 20 years old.
Yeah. Panarin's going to be great for years.
For years. Oh, it's, you know,
a lot of good rookies this year.
Tons.
I was watching Eichel last night.
Oh yeah,
he had a crazy weird goal too.
Oh yeah, the wraparound.
Yeah, yeah, that was wild. But that guy's just great.
He's good. Yeah. Look at all the. Remember last year he was like a choice of like two guys for rookie of the year, and now it's like now there's like 12 of them, and we're not even talking. McDavid's going to come back on fire too. McDavid's going to be he's going to come back after the All-Star game.
All right. Yeah. Oh well.
And then he's going to have because Leon Draisaitl. That's a team. I think the Rangers. I think I just thought of the trade. I think you trade. I think the Rangers trade one of their D. I love Klein and I love Girardi, but I think one of those guys you send them for Eberle or the Nuge.
You think?
Yeah, to get to the East now. Yeah, I think the Rangers need. I think the Rangers are one of these veteran teams that kind of know they're in the playoffs, kind of in the malaise of February.
I think that happens. Yeah,
but I think they need more scoring. They definitely need more scoring.
Yeah, they do.
I mean, I know it's a broken record on this show, but every time I see Kreider, he scores. I'm like, oh, Kreider must have 40 goals. He's got like 11 or something. You know, I mean, I love Chris Kreider.
Yeah, Kreider's great, but they do need more firepower.
Yeah, and they have a lot of defensemen. And I mean, if Edmonton if Edmonton take Yandle, wouldn't that be hilarious if they take you? You know what though, Yandle actually would not be bad on Edmonton because he could skate, he could free skate ice capades and get the puck up ice. He'd be one of those guys. You know, it's all you hear about the Penguins don't have enough defense. They got Daly to get the puck up and Letang. You want to get guys that can throw the first pass.
Well, don't you think that that's important too? Sometimes a guy isn't doing well on one team, but he's got a skill set that would work on another team.
Yeah. Well, if they could get Yandle for Nuge or Eberle, that'd be a key maneuver for the Blue Shirts. But their D in general, I don't think McDonough's played that great this year. Girardi, Klein's missed some time. Girardi's missed some time.
And on a general note, I think you hit on something. Sometimes teams that get off to that big start, it looks so great.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's that mid-season malaise.
Yeah.
Sets in, and you just got to kick yourself out of that.
It happens to almost every team that knows they're not dropping out of it.
Yeah. Yeah,
that got a little tighter, for the Rangers, but they're not. I mean, unless Carolina puts on a clinic like you were threatening the East.
Well, I'm just looking at teams that seem to be coming on.
Oh, I know. I mean, the other Rask is lighting it up. The Stahl brothers are playing like the Stahl brothers.
Yeah.
Jordan Stahl woke up after like 4 years. Someone must have. He must have lost his golf clubs at the U.S. Air Club in Charlotte. I don't know what happened. He woke up.
Yeah,
you know he's getting physical, hitting people.
What about a team like they've just had so many problems after that unbelievable start? The Habs.
Yeah.
What's going on with the Habs?
Well, you know, now they're beating the drums and lighting the torches to get rid of the great Mike Therrien.
Therrien, you love, and
I love Therrien, but I actually said 2 years ago that his message would get old.
You did say
he stuck around. Yep. I think our first show. I don't think it's his fault, but man, they look bad. They're not getting the puck out. That's one of the most they're not moving the puck out with efficiency, and that stalls everything down. Whether that's your system or that's your defenseman, which has never been a problem.
Well, Subban we love, but last night he got booed.
Yeah, and that
gave up.
He still had two assists. I mean,
yeah, he also gave up two. In general, how do you drop like they dropped? I know they had Carey Price out and is still out. That's a huge loss, but. They had such a great start.
They had guys. They had guys playing over their heads. I mean, Dale Weiss was playing over his head. Dale Weiss was got for a sandwich, and now a year and a half later, maybe you see why.
Yeah,
Fleischman. They got Fleischman off of waivers, I believe. You know, I mean, they kind of a perfect storm. Gallagher got hurt. He's kind of their heart and soul guy. Galchenyuk was cold. Plekanec cooled off. Their power play kind of cooled off.
Pacioretty.
Subban wasn't scoring. And, it's gotten bad when you put your hopes in Ben Scrivens. Condon played good for a while, and then Condon fell back to hearth, but you got to score. Defense has let them down. They're not moving the puck out with efficiency.
Well, they're 2-8 in the last 10 home games, and the hometown crowd is not having it.
No, well, it's Montreal, and nothing worse than high expectations. Look at me.
Yeah.
Nothing worse than
come on.
No, but you know what I mean. I don't mean for my life.
You've done well.
No, I mean the Penguins.
You
know what I mean? Like nothing worse than... Then when you, for the last, this is the first year we're happy to make the playoffs now. Oh, look, we make the playoffs, we'll all be happy. For the last 6 years, it's like cup or bust.
I know. Yeah, that's right.
Nothing. I mean, and they were probably even happy. I picked them to make the playoffs, but then you start out 9-0. Carey Price is stopping everything. Pacioretty. He's playing like, he's playing like Sidney Crosby. People get fired up in Montreal.
Yeah, they do. And that early start I think is what we thought they were going to be about all year.
And
then they just
the same thing that happens with how the Ducks kind of lucked out, how the Pacific was kind of weak. Well, no one expected, Boston's kids are playing hard.
Boston has had a good year.
Yeah, Boston's had a great year. Krejci's put it together.
Yeah.
Marchand playing like the champion that he is. You got Bergeron back up to speed. They got Bolesky's playing great for them, the old Duck. Spooner's looking good. Third line center playing second line.
I think
line
Bolesky did help him.
Bolesky helped him. Pasternak. I mean, Tar's getting a little back a little bit. They're just playing. They're playing a lot.
They really have surprised everybody.
Yeah,
they're playing
good. And yeah. Ottawa didn't go away.
Nope.
And we look. Okay, Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay's hanging on there, but we're skipping over the biggest thing of why they're the Florida Panthers.
Florida Panthers
are on. They're on fire.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable. So who
leading the league?
I mean, and you know, they just signed Barkov to a big contract, which was smart. It wasn't too long, wasn't too huge. Very Dale Tallon, their GM, just got a extension too. Very, because he built Chicago the first time around, and then got canned, and then Stan came in and took all the glory.
Yeah,
but Stan's not incredible. But think about this. Bobby Lou, Roberto Luongo, class act. He's been amazing, right?
He's been great to see him.
He's been amazing
playing that way.
But Montoya, their backup goalie's playing great too.
Yeah.
They haven't had, no one knows more like the Penguins, the Rangers, a couple other teams have been terrible when their backups played. Florida's got the same, you know, they haven't had a
night.
They're
both good.
They're both been playing good. I mean, Florida, who would have thought Jágr would come down there and dominate?
Jágr's having an unbelievable year.
He's picked up Barkov. He's picked up Hubador. Bukestad was hurt. Now he's back. Trocheck, the kid from Pittsburgh's playing, filling the net. Jussi Jokinen's filling the net. Then you look at their defense. Ekblad is, I mean, Dowdy should win. Hands down, win the Norris this year. But Ekblad's right there. You saw he was out three games. I think they lost three games. Ekblad's right there. What does everyone want? A mobile guy that beats ass. Who's that? Gabranson. Gabranson's an animal. You know, it's back on defense. Like they got it all together.
They know what I mean.
That's what I'm saying.
And they have amazed everyone, and it's impressive to watch. Do you think they can keep it up?
I think they can. Yeah, I mean, I'm sure, just the name Al Montoya makes me think, you know, he's great having a beer with, you know, any goaltender named Al Montoya is going to be great for a cold one and some wings, right?
Sure.
Yeah, so I'm not going to knock Al, he's playing great. I mean, Al Montoya has been around the block. You know, I mean, if Luongo can stay healthy and young and it's probably 39, I think the sky's the limit.
Well, you know what? They've amazed everyone.
Yeah, I really think the sky's the limit. You know, I mean, the only team that really has that kind of wall-to-wall depth on everything, to me, is the Washington Capitals.
Well, the Caps they have the best record in hockey.
Yeah,
and they deserve it.
The only thing that could go wrong, and you know, for them is the Blizzard. They're down a couple games. And then they have to make them up. The schedule they'll have a forced schedule, and then they're taking the All-Star break. So, you know, they just kind of maybe cool off. But they'll have 3 months.
Oh, yeah. They got plenty of time to get it back together.
And Orpik hasn't even played, like, at all this year. So he should be fresh.
Oh, they're a great team.
But, you know, their young defensemen, Schmidt and Orloff, they're playing well.
So much talent on that team.
Oh, yeah. Carlson. I mean, that would probably... If Carlson comes back quick, that would probably be my you got Duncan Keith. I don't know. I would say Ekblad, Duncan Keith, Dowdy, and Carlson would be for my Norris.
If I had to pick right now. You gotta put those guys all in the mix.
Yeah, and I mean, and look at Kunetsen. I mean, Kunetsen is he's a shade beneath Malkin. And he's like their fourth option.
Well,
after Backstrom, you know, Backstrom and Ovi, you know, I mean, they're a load. And it even makes it more loaded is they have the grit at the bottom of the bunch with Latta and Big Tommy Wilson. Like, you know, you don't go running. Not that Ovi can't defend himself and as scary as it is, but, you know, you can't run around. You want to mix it up. They'll flip over Latta and Big Tommy, you know, take the ice. So I and of course, Holtby. I mean, Washington, to me, I mean, you know, we will talk every week, but to me, it's Washington versus the Kings or the Blackhawks, right?
Yeah, unless I can see that. Yeah.
Unless Bufflin goes to somebody.
Well, that could be a difference maker.
Yes,
yeah,
yes.
But you're right. Otherwise, I see that. And Kings really do have a shot. to get back in there and win it all.
How great does Vinny LeCavalier look?
Look at that trade, man.
Oh,
look
baby.
At that trade. 4 goals in the last 9 games. Unbelievable.
The game tire with like 5 seconds left the other night against the Sharks.
That is paying off.
He's playing third line center. I mean, you knew he wasn't done. How could Philadelphia bury him? Because I don't watch Philly unless they're losing, then they turn it on. Or they're playing the Penguins. But I watched them play the Penguins, and it was the same. You know, they used to be that they'd be a decent team 5-on-5, then always start the Philly crap and then make it a special teams game, and they're a great shorthanded team, and they're a great power play team. That's how they win.
Yeah.
They are really garbage 5-on-5, that team. They are really a bad 5-on-5 team.
Well,
they're like the worst. Because look, I'm giving them praise. They're a great power play team.
Yeah, they are.
They have all the options. Simmons I love Simmons. And the Ghost now, their young defenseman. Great five, a great power play, and great shorthanded. Got Giroux out there causing havoc. They got speed. And they know how to kill penalties because they always take them. But 5-on-5, they're garbage. Like I think they're the worst team I've seen play 5-on-5.
Really?
Yeah. Even worse than Columbus. Yeah, and we even talked about the Eastern Conference finalists last year. Is Tampa Bay still haven't traded Drouin?
Yeah, Drouin. What's going on now? Drouin has been
he was fined or suspended or whatever.
Yeah, suspended.
Yeah, I don't know, you know. His agents are worse than mine.
Yeah. Why do you think he wants out so bad?
I don't know. I don't think that coach is from the Dale Carnegie School of How to Win Friends and Influence People. But neither is Ottawa's coach. And Ottawa's coach just snapped at the media yesterday.
Did he snap?
Yeah, he snapped. Remember the guy? He said he looks like a child. He looked like a fiend.
Yeah.
You know, and what's funny is like, why is he snapping? Like, his team's where they should be. Hoffman and Stone and Pageau. Bobby Ryan is playing like Bobby Ryan has Getzlaff and Perry on his. You think he's playing on that line again? Bobby Ryan's playing amazing. Why is he upset?
Yeah. Well,
you know, he's not coaching the 77.
Yeah,
Canadians.
He knows what he's got.
Yeah, like he's one of these guys that he's like a Tortorella kind of guy. He's going to burn out over there, and he's going to have to wait for somebody else to another.
Now, do you think Tampa Bay comes on? They already have a little.
Well, it's going to be I can't think of who would replace Terry and to give them a jolt. I think let's say Florida's in. I like
Detroit's in.
Jesus, almost forgot about the big bad. The great. I now tell you what, you guys are doing it without Gustav Nyquist. He's been like a no-show.
I don't know what happened to him. My favorite player.
Yeah, well, you bet your favorite player should be Larkin now.
Well, I love Larkin.
But like Helm's playing great. Yurko's playing great. You know, the Witch hasn't done too much. Zetterberg's played well this year.
Yeah, Zetterberg.
But the Witch has not done witchy things.
Not witchy level.
No, yeah. Abicator. And you know what? Your guys are winning without Cronwell. Cronwell's been out now. And Miller, your two defensemen have been out. You guys are
hanging in there pretty good since
hanging in there pretty good.
Injuries.
You're like in second place.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. You know, I don't know. I would like to see Tampa not be in it because I'd rather see Boston in it in Montreal than Tampa. I figured Tampa was. I'd rather see the. I like traditional teams where it snows ahead.
Yeah,
of us.
Yeah. But Tampa Bay looked so great last year. They just haven't looked as good this year.
No, and I hate to be against Stevie Y, but I don't know. I'm not a Cooper guy. And you can. How many guys can you run off?
They're
going to run off Stamkos?
Something's going on there.
Well, how would Toronto would cry? What if Montreal got Stamkos?
Wow.
Right?
What if that trade? What if anyone got him? I mean, he could help anyone.
But that would be the trade, right? Right now.
Yeah.
They don't need a goaltender, so you give them a couple blue. You give them like, you know, Galchenyuk and couple other guys, a couple draft picks, and the Steven Stamkos.
But do you trade in conference?
I guess not. You know?
I mean,
once again, you always have the good points.
Well, that guy, you know, anyone would love that guy. It's like Buff. Anyone would love him.
Yeah. No, I know, but I'm just like, what, you know. Mm. You see Tortorella broke his ribs in practice.
Really?
Well, someone ran into him. I think Hartnell gave him give somebody a couple grand to run him over. He's been healthy scratching Hartnell. Hartnell only has like 19 goals, whatever, 20 goals this year.
Yeah.
They got three guys on the team that can score, so let's scratch. Tortorella's out of his mind.
Wow.
He's out of his mind. The great Craig Adams officially retired, so he won't be going anywhere for the playoffs. So we'll have to thank Craig for his helping us win the Stanley Cup and then hanging around for 10 years, I guess carrying a Ray Shearer's dry cleaning back and forth.
Got to do something to stay on the team.
Hopefully he'll use his Harvard degree well. He did. He was smart enough to steal money from the Penguins for the last 5 years. I'll tell you that.
You know, I read an interesting article about they were talking about scoring now and scoring back in the day, and they were talking about Brett Hull, his 86 goal season.
Oh, wow.
And they were mentioning just about how he didn't really have all the big skill set. He was a little bit like Robitaille for the Kings. You know, he wasn't super fast, wasn't super slick, but just was always able to find the right path to the net, always to be in the right spot.
That's exact. He knew where to find the soft spot.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And he had a cannon.
Yeah, great shot. Yeah.
Great shot. Yeah, and he was a tough guy too.
He was tough. You couldn't move him out of there.
No, he was in those old school days of like, you know, like a Mark Recchi or just those guys they don't look tough. They might not fight, but you know, you're going to have to take a hacksaw to him to move him.
Yeah. And they knew where to go.
They knew
and you couldn't get him out of there.
Exactly where to go.
Yeah.
And he played with some great centers. He played with Adam Oates. And Craig Yanni,
that helps too.
He got a cup of coffee with Gretzky. Yeah, it's funny because Ovi moved up. Just funny things here. Ovi is now number 19 on the power play goals of all time.
Is that right? Yeah,
It's just he's number 19. Ronnie Francis, the captain, number 8, number 20. Pat Verbeek. You talk about which one doesn't belong from Sesame Street. Pat Verbeek. Aginla is 17, and Jeremy Roenick is 16.
Wow.
I think I got the numbers reversed. I think Francis has 184, and then Ovi has 184. Verbeek has 186, and anyway, I'm sorry, I got the numbers messed up, but that's the order. So he has a couple, so he'll be passing Pat Verbeek, and then Iggy, and then JR.
Wow, I like JR on the, I think I mentioned this last week, on the NHL channel.
Yeah, he's good. I like JR. Here's a tough as nails. This is what I want to get to, because now, Iggy now scored 602. So Iggy has 602 goals. He passed the great Jari Kurri at 601. And he's number 18. 16 all-time is the golden Jet, the original, Bobby Hall at 610.
Still one of the most impressive players I've ever seen.
Sakic clocks in at 15 at 625. But now here's the guy you want to reminisce, go down reminisce street. It's 608. One of my all-time favorites, one of my grandfather's all-time favorites, because he's Italian, an old, I remember him as a Red Wing, the great Dino Cicerelli.
Wow.
I always remember, in our old episodes, I'd always pick him as like an all-time great Red Wing.
We loved him on the Red Wings.
You talk about a guy that took a, none of his goals were easy.
Nope.
He probably has a black and blue mark for 600 of them, those 608 of them.
He was great, man.
In front of the net, just took, in the old days when you could break a wooden stick over somebody's neck and not have it get called.
He was tough as they get.
Yeah, I just, I saw the list. I'm like, oh, we got to talk.
I didn't realize he was that high up there.
That's amazing. Well, Dino scored a bunch of, and then he was like a first bad Hall of Famer, which it was to me absolute BS. I mean, there's no one deserves it more than Dino Cicerelli.
I would say
he is hockey.
Yeah. What a player.
Yeah, you know, like Pat Verbeek. I still can't believe Pat Verbeek's on this. I think like someone hacked into Wikipedia and put Pat Verbeek on the list. Like Brett, J.R., Jerome Iginla, Pat Verbeek, Alex Ovechkin, Ron Francis. Which name, who isn't in the, who doesn't belong on that list?
Yep.
Okay, I'm not going to get into this then. I'm going to talk about... I'm gonna tease this. So if anyone wants to tweet it in, it would talk about it with me, and tweet it to @PuckOffPodcast because sometimes people go right to Joe Bartnick, and I go after them too, but I don't like to. I don't always reply when it's to my name because I like to talk about it on the show, and then it comes around. We only have an hour each week, and I don't get to it. So if you want to make sure we get to it, put it in Johnny's file, and then he makes sure we bring it up. But I want to talk about how clean hits are leading the fights. So now I think there's less clean hits because who wants to throw a hit and then fight? And I think the NHL should crack down on fighting after a clean hit. I think that should be a big penalty. How do you feel? Let's talk about it now then, I guess. How do you feel? You know what I'm talking about? You know?
No, I do know what you're talking about. Usually, you know, it's more appropriate to fight after a dirty hit.
Right. But now a clean hit, now people are fighting. And it's like, you know what? It's a clean hit. It's hockey.
Well, you should be able to throw a clean hit.
Yes.
You know? I mean, that's part of the game.
Exactly.
And certain players are really good at it.
Oh, absolutely.
They're good at lining people up. And it always makes you mad when you get hit like that because you're like, man, I didn't see that coming.
Yeah.
You know, so you can't blame people for wanting to get up and fight. But, you know, you shouldn't really, I mean, a clean hit's a clean hit.
And I don't even mind the clean hit guy getting up, the victim of the clean hit game and fighting. It's always, there's
when
a
somebody comes in.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly. Somebody doesn't see it completely or just wants to step in. And I think it's taking a lot of the normal hitting out of the game. And we need more hitting. So, okay, I guess I addressed it now. But, all right. The awards are coming up. Just remember, we are always sponsored by Pro Hockey News and Yulee's Tobacco Company.
Two great sponsors.
So, remember that when you're on the internet and when you're looking for cigars. All right, everybody. First of all, some good news. I'm climbing up the fantasy stats again. Yeah, well,
what happened?
I'm in 10th, but I got Johnny in the rearview mirror.
Johnny's
Johnny's 11.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Uh-oh. I'm coming up on you.
But I see like 7th or 8th coming soon.
You do. You're on
and
the move.
And Varlamov is actually playing.
He's playing good.
Yeah, so he was – it really comes and goes on your goaltending. But that being said – Jarmelson, the Swedish Hammer, number four, is number one, and then we have Claude Lemieux hat trick, and Stahl Stash at 2 and 3. So that's our big fancy update for
right
at the All Star break. That's
moving up.
So that's where everyone stands at the All Star break. We don't have, speaking of Claude Lemieux's hat trick, we don't have a true Claude Lemieux hat trick, but we had one pretty close. So we'll give it to him because we like him as a guy. A big jumbo Joe Thornton against our beloved Kings came out of the box and dropped a dime to Pavelski for a goal. So we will mention it.
Yeah.
No Mario hat tricks. We have two D bags this week. Two D bags this week for sure. Actually, we'll go three for fun. Of course, D-bag number one, Claude Giroux. No, this is legit.
Okay.
His, oh, look, I don't know, my leg is sticking out as I trip Kunitz, who's skating backwards at the blue line. Kunitz goes in back, head, neck, into the boards really hard. He's missed every game since.
Ah.
Yeah. And, you know, and just the total, like, passive-aggressive, like, you know.
Gotcha.
Just Claude Giroux style. Then we have our boy Chris Stewart of the Anaheim Ducks picking a fight with Torrey Krug. And beating his brains in. Chris Stewart, that's like you know, it's like beating up my kid. The boo's bigger than Torrey Krug.
Yeah.
You know, come on.
It's like Blake Griffin hitting the equipment manager.
Yeah, exactly. You're picking a Torrey Krug.
Yeah.
It's like Pedro throwing down Don Zimmer.
Come on.
It's every
mismatch.
Yeah, come on. And the other dicky thing, it's a total flyer move, but because everyone's like so and so should have been a flyer or something. He should have been a flyer. Brandon Dubinsky, he should have been a flyer. You see, the other night, PK Subban scored. Subban did his huge. I love it. He winds up and shoots the arrow.
Right,
Dubinsky goes in and like gets in his way.
Ah.
Subban like throws a punch. Boom, Subban gets a 2-minute penalty.
Right.
Total flyer move. Dubinsky's the one who should have been a flyer. Tommy Thompson. Formerly Tommy Thompson. He got on me because I said, because you know, in comedy, there's a lot of hate floating around right now about who's stealing jokes and blah, 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 blah. And,
right.
And the political scene now, people hate X and Y and Z. So I just put a tweet out there that, like, I find it really a waste of energy to hate anybody that's famous or anyone that you don't know personally.
Oh, well, yeah.
I think it's just a waste of energy unless they're a flyer. And I thoroughly mean that.
You got to qualify that.
Yeah, because I really do hate Giroux. The rest of them, like, I don't care.
It's more about Giroux.
Yeah, Giroux, I wouldn't help him in a blizzard. I would help Wayne Simmons. I would help Steve Mason. Sure. I would help Bobby Clark. Their car broke down. Giroux, I'd make sure I got near the puddle and sprayed him.
That's hilarious.
But, you know, anyway, but Tommy got on. I know Tommy listens all the time. He's such a great fan. But he got a little like upset. Like, oh, you know, it's too much hate in the world. I'm like, it's pretty much a joke, but, you know.
Yeah.
Because I was trying to be nice and saying, hey, no hate in the world. Everyone move on. But then I thought, you know what, though?
But you just had to take a stab at
the flyer. Yeah. That doesn't include Giroux.
Well, I can't be a hypocrite.
Well, that's true.
Because I do hate Giroux.
You would spray him.
I would spray him. All right. Happier thoughts. Oh, okay.
Who's our dirtbag?
Well, it's your pick now.
I'm going with Giroux.
Giroux, thank you. Team Unity. It's a tough one. Yeah. Stewart, Dubinsky, and Giroux. I mean, that's a threefer right there.
Yeah.
Now, and the Skirt of the Week's a show I don't play favorites. Skirt of the Week. The Reverend Ben Lovejoy of the Pittsburgh Penguins got owned by Tarasenko. I know he owns everybody, but just after Malkin comes and scores a great goal, makes it 2-2, maybe we hang on and, you know, tie, you know, get a point out of St. Louis with Zakhoff. Zakhoff couldn't stop a beach ball. It's like, no, the Reverend Ben Lovejoy, who I like, he just got owned by Tarasenko. Now, the fun thing is we have some great Dios. Come down with fire. Lift my spirit higher. Someone screaming my name. Come and make me holy again. I'm the man on the silver mountains. We have some great Ronnie James.
All right,
Dios.
Cool.
Some great ones. Absolutely great ones. First, we have, of course, Geno Malkin hat trick against Vancouver, who had to get a hat trick because our man, Mr. Hansen had a hat trick against the Penguins.
Right.
Dueling hat tricks. What a fun game. Everyone in Pittsburgh who braved the snow that morning to see that game got their money's
worth. They did.
Dueling hat tricks. Now we have Ehlers last night for the Winnipeg Jets versus the Desert Dogs. He got a hat trick.
Yep.
Now we have another hat trick that even is better than all of those. Is our man Atkinson, Cam Atkinson of the Columbus Blue Jackets, got a hat trick against Montreal.
Against Montreal.
When a kid had a sign that said, if you score a goal, my daddy will get me a dog. So now Cam Atkinson owes him three dogs.
Yeah, come on. He's got a dog sled.
Yeah. And in fact, he could trade. Basically, the whole team at Columbus should just show up to that kid's house because they've all played like dogs.
I'm going with Atkinson.
Okay, now here's who I'm going.
I like Gino with the hat trick and Ehlers, but, you know.
Well, there's one more.
We got the dog.
There's one more. Oh, there's okay. One more. It's the great Bobby Ryan versus the New York Rangers. He was the original. See, the kid in Columbus, that's a spin-off or a retread or a repeat. What do you call that? A sequel.
Right.
The original one is why I vote for Bobby Ryan, because in Ottawa, the original sign was a kid had, if you get a goal, my dad will get me a dog. And that's where this kid got the idea.
Oh, okay.
Bobby Ryan was the first one to have it like the Babe. To call his shot. He did it like a Seinfeld. Like, you're going to hit two home runs. You know, it's like.
It was a sign stealer.
Yeah, so Bobby Ryan gets my vote because he's the original. I give it to Atkins, had a hat trick, but Bobby Ryan came through in the clutch the first time for the puppy.
All right, I guess I got to change mine.
Maybe you don't have to.
We're going with Ryan.
All right.
If it's the OG.
The original, yeah. So now everyone's bringing signs out for dogs, cats, puppies.
How about a car? Why don't you up the ante on that?
My dad's going to make me do my homework.
Right?
All right. Save of the week, we're doing it good. Now we're doing good for save of the week. We're doing three a week now. One, we have Vancouver versus Pittsburgh, the Flower, stopping Bo Horvat on the 2-on-1. You think it's going to be the dagger, and then he did the splits on the 2-on-1, made the big save. Huge, huge save. We have Miller, American Miller, versus with his stick versus Derek Stepan of the New York Rangers in a Vancouver Ranger game. Now, here to me is the save of the week. Halak of the New York Islanders against Stone of Ottawa. First, he stops him with the leg by the post, and then it gets the rebound, comes out. Stone with sweet hands, Stone's sweet, gets it up in the air, and Halak gets him with the glove. The double save. It was a sweet save.
Gotta go with Halak.
All right, going with Halak for the save. And that, my friends, will be up to view for everyone on the Facebook page. People seem to enjoy that. Then you get to see it.
Yeah.
It's
love
cool.
It.
Okay, so now here, the Goons of the Week. Everyone's favorite awards. The
Our
Goons
favorite award.
Of the Week.
TNT. Oi. I'm dynamite. Oi. TNT. Oi. I'll win the fight. Oi. TNT. Oi. I'm a power. Oi. Oi. TNT. Watch me explode.
We have the Acer, whatever, I can't speak. Grabranson of Florida beating the hell out of Hendricks of the Oilers, because Hendricks was the guy that cheap shot at Ekblad like last month.
Okay.
We love the Clint Eastwood stuff here.
Yeah, yeah.
We love the death wish. Your boy Yurko absolutely destroying Scotty Upshaw. With a big boy hockey check. Super fun stuff.
Yep.
Super fun stuff. We have our friend Zach Cassian swinging at a linesman. Never a good thing.
That's not good.
No, never a good thing.
It's never worked out.
Yeah, it's just fun to see Zach back in the league.
Yeah.
You can't hit the other team. You might as well hit
somebody.
You might hit somebody, Zach. He's trying to play hard. We have Erik Karlsson. Always, you know, never known for big hits, absolutely destroying Kevin Hayes, the big purple Hayes. It sent a big body check. That was fun. And then I think we know where we're going to go. It was a fun one. It cost them a game, but they still beat the Sharks anyway. The great Milan Lucic with the big sucker punch in Arizona.
Wow, the sucker punch, man.
Right, did you see
that? Yeah, I did see it. Yeah.
He got slashed. You don't mess with Milan. Yeah. You don't mess with Milan.
That's old school Luch.
Old school Luch. So, Kanaan.
I got to go with that.
Yeah. Kanaan's not going to slash him next time.
No. I got to go with that.
It was just old.
It was a sucker punch, but still.
I love that old school wrestling. Just that over the top. So everyone can see the punch.
Oh, yeah. You saw that one a mile off, man. And you knew he was going to throw it.
Oh, yeah, so I'm skating in like, oh yeah, yeah. That's why. If you don't love Luch, you don't love hockey. Luch never skates up and give you the push.
You knew that punch was coming.
He never gave you the little cross check. Like, oh, you want to hit me? Let's hit. Let's go for two roughings and look like we care. Like, no. Luch is throwing. Luch is throwing. All right, that was a fun one.
That was a good one.
Mr. Bench is up with.
Oh, we got the tweets.
Your tweets.
First one is from Jim Elliott. He asks, is Canada really going to be shut out of the playoffs?
You know, that is something everybody's talking about. And, wow, I would hate to see that. But it is a possibility.
I think that's one of the reasons why everyone's so scared of Montreal.
Yeah.
I think everyone thought at least Montreal was going to get in until about 3 weeks ago. They're going to change the drug laws in Canada to get all the... So they can get all like the fake monkey knees and whatever Carey Price needs, right?
Yeah, man. I mean, geez, I would hate to see that, but it's a distinct possibility.
Yeah, I think it's I think there's a better chance of it happening than not happening.
Yeah,
I don't have the up to date ones. You're starting is Vancouver's
probably got your best shot.
Is Vancouver in right now though?
They are.
Okay. Yeah. Vancouver's, I think, their best shot. I think it is totally possible.
Wow. Isn't that something?
Yeah. It stinks. For them. That's the thing. I'd much rather have Ottawa or Montreal than Tampa Bay. But that's just me.
Well, it's just sad to see no Canadian team.
Yeah, 100% sad.
So I hope one of them gets in. I hope Vancouver somebody gets in.
Yeah.
Dental Damnation says, if you give the DO to Gino, remember that Lyndon Vey deserves 33.3% of that own goal.
He did. In Gino's hat trick, he came and just kind of threw it in front of the net, and Lyndon Vey did a nice tap in.
Yeah. Yeah.
Former king. He's always on my side, Lyndon Vey. Yep. We'll give him credit.
You got to give him credit.
The one that got the hat trick though was a vicious wrister, just absolutely hazed. The Penguins between Crosby and Malkin, I mean, they just destroy.
Pens are coming on.
They just
too,
destroy
offensively.
Ryan Miller. They just destroy Ryan Miller.
They're starting to look good.
All right. Speaking of Lucic, Ty BMX says, "I know you guys love him, but he is a dirtbag, has been for years." And then he posted an article about the shot against Arizona's Kevin Kunetin.
Well, you know what? He does have dirtbag tendencies, that's for sure. Even this thing against Arizona, that was a sucker punch.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, and so he's right about that.
You hate him. I mean, he stole your lunch.
Yeah, I hated him at one point. Yeah. I think it's one of those deals where you like him when he's on your team.
Yeah, no, I mean, he's totally like that. The only thing that I haven't agreed with that he's done, because I think the line, I think the handshake is sacred, but and that's why I always hate Eddie Belfour for not doing the handshake line. I think that's classless. You know, and so I think him saying I'm going to kick your ass next year, I think, you know, he shook hands. He said he plays with his heart on his sleeve. I just didn't like the undercarriage going after the guy's balls. Other than that, Luch will fight you. You know, you can hate him, but he'll fight.
Well, and he does do a lot.
It's the rats that do everything that Luch does, but then don't want to fight.
Well, that's
right.
You want
to fight, Luch will fight. That's why I always love Hartnell. Hartnell's a bastard just like Luch, but, you know, Hartnell will fight you.
Well, that's right.
You know what I mean? It's like you can't.
And he has a lot of dirtbag tendencies. There's no question in that. But, you know, when he's on your team.
Yeah, exactly.
You'll take it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You just got to love Luch.
And shout out to our fan, Sean Moore. He sent a nice email basically asking what your deal is against the Flyers. And I figured it would be an entire episode.
Yeah, that's going to take a minute.
Well to... you know, I would say the shorthand is, you know, basically the Flyers were the arch rival of the Penguins when I was growing up, and that's when they were the Broad Street Bullies, and literally we didn't win in Philadelphia from 1974 until 1989. Now remember, it's a 12-team league, and they were in our division. So we played him a few times.
Well, and you know what? Don't you think in a weird way it's kind of a backhanded compliment to hate somebody so much? It means that they're a heated rival.
Yeah, it's fun. It wouldn't be the same. Yeah. I'm actually, that's my column coming out, is how I like when the Flyers are better. I mean, when we beat them, one year with Therrien, we beat them seven times that year. We swept them. In the last games, when we had LaRocque and Gary Roberts, and we had like five goons, we won all the fights. It was kind of like Eager was ducking away, and it was like, they didn't even fight. Like, no, I want them to be good, and then I like when we beat them in the playoffs, so they're even closer to think they're winning. You're right, though. You know, it is a compliment. It's fun.
It is.
Fun.
Because you know what? You don't hate somebody that isn't good, that doesn't play you hard.
No, exactly.
You know,
exactly.
You hate someone that you know always gives you trouble.
No.
And it's always a battle.
Yeah. The only time I was not as hatred of them was because I thought they didn't play quite like the Flyers was the Lindros era, because I think Lindros and LeClaire and those guys were more classier players. I know Lindros will run you over, but they didn't have that classic Flyer kind of stick ya.
More of a skill set era.
Yeah, just kind of more of like a fight to dead on kind of, you know, kind of team.
Yeah, there was a lot of information in that that email, so we'll kind of filter through it and
okay,
you know, just it would have been an entire episode.
Oh, and also I got a nice email from we have fans in Australia.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, yeah. So enjoy the AC/DC as always. And shout out to Australia. Like,
it's a long way to the top, guys.
Yeah. Yeah, baby.
Come on, man. People are, Puckoff fans are popping up everywhere. I was at Comedy Store performing the other night, and a kid from Ottawa came up in a Sens jersey.
Oh, right.
And he says, man, I love Puckoff. We all love you up here in Montreal. I mean, in Ottawa. It was awesome, man.
Yeah, well, we'll plug. You got to get a new arena. When you get a new arena downtown, we'll come up, because I'm not finding Ottawa and taking. I guess it's the worst drive in hockey. It's like an hour out of town.
Now, how is Australian hockey? I mean, they have the they have teams down there.
Yeah, yeah, they do.
Right?
Yeah.
I wonder how. I got to look into that a little bit.
I bet you can find out.
Yeah, those kangaroos can skate.
I bet it's followed. I bet and pro
the puck
hockey
keeps getting caught in their pouch.
Pro Hockey News, I'm sure, is a great place to find. Pro Hockey News has people everywhere covering everything, so I'm sure that league is in the Pro Hockey News.
Yeah, we got to check it.
Yeah. We'll check
but
it out.
Thanks for listening, man. That's awesome.
Yeah, yeah. Thank everyone for listening. All the vets overseas. Those
love
guys
the
are
vets.
Great fans.
Love
them. Thank you. And I will be in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania the last week in February. I think it's 25th, 26th. The Arcade Theater. Tickets are going fast. And then I'm at Flappers the first weekend in March.
Awesome. Yes. Well, you know, I've been having on the KLOS Sunday night show, all the Rams. Have been coming on. So we're going to continue with that because they have Rams Mania here in L.A. So check out my Sunday night show.
Gene Pompa's painting his face as we speak.
He is, of course. He's always left it painted since for 21 years. So check us out Sunday night, 10 till 2 on 95.5 KLOS and out there in all the usual stand-up places. I'm working with Tim Allen this Thursday night at the Laugh Factory in Hollywood. And
doesn't get better than that. Your KLOS show is awesome. I got to say. It really
thank
is.
Thank you, buddy. Thank you. I'm having fun.
I'm not just saying that. It's so fun to listen to when you're driving home.
Well, that's nice of you to say. We're having fun with it. I might have some other new radio news won't be able to tell for a while, but we'll see. And we thank you all for joining us.
And also, a tap of the stick to the great Johnny Bench.
Oh, Johnny
what
Bench.
What did I do this time?
Oh, no, just good stuff.
Usual good job, my friend.
Usual good job. You're always a plus one.
Yeah. He gets it done, man.
Yeah, he always want to be a plus one.
He gets it done. We thank you for joining us. For Johnny and Joe Bartnick, this is Fraser Smith on Puck Off. We are out.